All right,
Love
today.
Radio.
All right, today we're going in on music, so we're definitely going to need your insight, your updates, your vibrations, because that's what we're going in on. Dr. Aleem is here too.
Peace.
So let's deal with the brother KRS-One.
Hi, everybody. Today is
May 28, 2012.
Public service announcement for all the people out there listening to this funky ass boom bap album. Check it out.
Respect for a holy book than they do for a cow on a meat hook. For
believers of Jesus be denouncing Satan on every level, but every Halloween they're dressing like devil. I pray to you for the light you might give them. Mother makes them know that you're living within them. You forgive them and end them in silence, frankly. If they knew you, they would understand violence. I pray to you for the Pope and the Vatican. Have mercy, Mother, because I know that you're mad at them. The white Jesus deceived us a while ago, and Pope Julius II paid Michelangelo. I know this happened in 1519, yet this is the image we can't seem to forget. Vote for God, don't vote for the devil. Let me take you to a higher level.
Hey, you got any of Willie's stuff?
My brain came from the depth of space with the power of the Sphinx stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depth of time and space with the power of the Sphinx stepping through the stargate. All I view is nothing new, just deja vu. A clue of my afterlife, a previous form of focus, one, two. The shell of my essence, shed skin, stepping into my photonic origin. Genesis without the gin. Garden of Eden collapse, life nemesis, saving humans in a time lapse. Feel my solar energies and give room to me. I got nine celestial spheres in tune with me. From the underworld to this world, I use my principle. It's the infinity that's invincible. The unmoved mover, primordial heal. Still communicating with me at will. Through the arc amulet, photons they project. Like a fifth dimensional holograph that steps. Brainwaves telepathically reach the deep. Giving me revelation in REM sleep. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx stepping through the stargate. Offshoot from my comedic predecessors inside a nation of millions like Abraham's children in the wilderness, willing to do what I must to survive. And all this job, animated dead that's alive around my parameters from La Brea to Vanessa. Ignorance is what kills you, what a nigga will do. Me and my folks, toast, lizzie, smoke, various hydroponics that makes one choke. But no lead to smoke with a blunt and a lighter. You can come and build, but you gotta respect the cipher. We're doing too much, observation is the policy. Fool jab too much and get trapped in idiocy. Hush up that crap, put that BS on the shelf. No outside interference, just building on the self. Brain rolls off the depths of time and space with antiquity of the Sphinx. Stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. Stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. Stepping through the stargate. Clear night skies, open like this tomorrow. On the California border, looking at the constellation from Boston. Area 51, not far from here, I feel nervous. As I create magnetic disturbances, but I get contact from way out there, out of the nowhere, a Pluto's orbit. Prepare for invasions of the energies in the last hour. Clash of the titans over universal power. Dark signs, exercise, and mystify. Magical methods of power to deify. A man over the evil of degeneration and aging. My vision's not blurry, even as a centurion. Walking the earth, 22nd century AD, mystic. Phenomenal simplicity. Live by laws of nature, tied as a black fist. That which exists will always exist. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. Stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. Stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. Stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. Stepping through the stargate. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx. My brain came from the depths of time and space with the power of the Sphinx.
other sphinx. Higher nature, over lower nature. Self-mastery, black dot universe.
Begin right bringing on our co-hosts. Let me go back to the brother L. You here?
Peace, God.
Peace, God. How you doing tonight?
Doing very well, very well. How you doing, brother?
Doing well a lot. And I'm also be got on our other co-host tonight is my man Mike. Mike, you on here? Michael, Brother Pratt. All right, we're going to come back to Brother Pratt. He must be doing his thing. All right, we're going to get back to the music. We're going to go back over some more. This is New KRS-One album. Basically, one of his called Get Your Mind Right. And that's what we're going to be doing tonight, is getting the mind right.
What you about to hear, straight crazy, high level, nuclear. you're empty and I'm not paid for this. Because I'm made for this in hip hop history. None of my 19 albums have ever been miscellaneous. And I'm spontaneous. My radius goes out. The crowd falls out. Now I'm trying to bring my four out to my jaws now. Yes, I bring the claws out. Not the 24 city tours out. I'm the truth you can believe or doubt. But for those that believe in MCs like these, the higher degrees and sacred keys, believe we're knocking them all out. Believe in yourself. Stop even listening to that garbage all day to weaken your health. And I ain't talking about them youngins on the radio today. I'm talking about them old folks that program what they say. They hated and debated hip hop way back in the day. Now they ain't going to destroy it. They ain't love it anyway. But they put it on the radio. Blast it on your TV. Telling you, it's the way to go. Right here, buy a CD. And even when you get the CD, it's always a letdown. But you don't know about them MCs that truly get down. Get your mind right. You know how to deal with hindsight. When you operate in four times, get your mind right. You don't have to deal with hindsight. If you operate in four times, get your mind right. You don't have to deal with hindsight. If you operate in four times, just get your mind right. You don't have to deal with hindsight. If you operate in four times, now you go, you know. You want that victory cover, you want that cash, you want to live in a home. So now you in the street, you happy, you happy, now competing. You independent and you feel the heat, like you won't knock these up. So now your phone ring and you pick it up. And it's your boy talk about that sticky up. He explained that he talk about robbery. Right here, you ask now what's inside of me. Am I a robber, robber? Am I a shopper, shopper? Am I a robber, robber, robber?
Going to do is go in on another KRS-One track. So that's
all right.
Hey, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, Brother Willie getting ready to come in. So after he come in, we're going to go through his songs with him, the ones that he sent us, and that way we can get his point of view on it. Okay, now we're going to go back to this KRS-One right quick because there's a lot of hits on here which that we need to be checking out, like that Invader joint. Get that Invader.
Aquí no hay frontera. Esta tierra, lo que nombraron los Estados Unidos, detiene la sangre de nuestra raza. Somos una gente. talk about the border when they want to get paid off? And how can they perform immigration when they can say that they take off? America existed before Columbus 30,000 years ago. We were here in Mexico. Bless our mama, she can jack. Cock your rifle, let it blow. Blow, 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 blow. All the haters gotta go. This was from my people, my Mexicano people. The whole earth is yours and no human is illegal. Come across the border, every woman and man. The U.S. is the this is your land. How can they talk about the border when they hardly invade us? And how can they reform immigration when they invaded their neighbor? We see the same men living out the cave men, coming out the cave and them trying to enslave them. How can we obey them? It's better we betray them. Rise up like the Reverend Turner and slay them. Mexican people, get your education. Tell your little children that this is their nation. You own California, you own Arizona, you own San Diego and Texas alone. So how can they talk about the border when they are the invaders? And how can they reform immigration when they invaded their neighbor? Take a look at Mexico, then look at New Mexico. What is a New Mexico if there is a Mexico? All of America, they used to call a Mexico. Immigrants are a fraud and we reject them. We are the all-mac, pyramid builder, astronomer, philosopher, and healer. Mexican people, rise up right now and realize this is your land now. Sing out and can they talk about the border when they are the invaders? And how then can they reform immigration when they defeated their neighbor? I sing again. How then can they talk about the border when you are the invaders? And how then can you reform immigration when you invaded your neighbor? Get out!
Brother Willie Rodney, if you get an opportunity, please pull up your stuff. So when you come in, press one. But when you come in, you'll be able to play it on end. So what about you, Brother Michael? What you think?
Oh, yeah. Am I on the air?
Yeah, loud and clear.
Oh, okay. No, I was like, I was doing my sun gazing. So I was like, right when you guys pulled me on, I was like, I was trying to say something, but. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that was adding some of that, you know, Hispanic, Olmec type of lingo to it, you know, so I appreciate that.
I know, right? KRS went in, you know, the vibe, too.
Mm-hmm.
We see the brother Willie. Yeah. Brother Willie, we're going to come
back. Okay, y'all hear me?
Loud and clear, God.
Loud and clear.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Peace, brother.
Well,
peace, family.
Peace,
how y'all doing? I was just making sure that I was online.
All right.
Oh, wow.
Come on, bring that fire. I want to hear Back to the Stars. Come on, yeah, bring that fire. Come on.
Peace, God. Yo, I was talking to this guy, Brother L, on Facebook. He goes by Kanglin Raglan L, and I was like, yo, peace, Brother L, what's going on? And he's like, I'm Brother L, but I was like, well, you're not Brother L from Aleem Show? He's like, nah, you got somebody else.
Yeah, we got to get Brother L on the internet. He our elder in the site, but he do got a computer, but we're going to get him on Facebook and everything else, but no, that wasn't him.
Oh, I was like, I was like, you don't remember me? I was like, yeah. I know Brother L remembers me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. This one does.
Brother Willie, I know this is. I know we caught you off guard, but God, do you have your?
Oh,
it's all. You got any of your tracks with you?
I do, but I'm downstairs right now in the lobby. Did y'all wanted me to play some of them or?
Well, we got three from you, so we trying to pull them up. But we definitely want your critique and your and your science behind why you made them and everything like that. So we're gonna play another Karis One song. We're gonna play another Karis One song, and we're gonna pull up your track, God.
Okay, this
one
is talking about. This is Karis One. He teaching Nicki Minaj. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Aileen was telling me that ain't no song. Okay, this one is called Are You Looking At This?
Yo, Brother Aileen.
I'm here, brother.
We gotta play that Sons of Mars Pluto when that gets finished.
Oh no.
Yeah, brother, how you been doing?
They say the deeper you proceed into darkness, you recognize the difference between the brave and the heart. Perception trains from visual stimulation to aural vibration, and you decipher reality from the false. I met a guru who told me life was in the breath. Said the power's in the black behind your eyes, and they can keep the breath. Stress not, cause elevation is the way we get down. We bring it from the bottom of the root to the ground. Full surround sound, not just speakers. We building from the ground like some Zulu parliament teachers. I reach alive and direct from the top of Mount Zion. Spit it and get you fully charged up like an ion. I'm power moving like a rock steady. Kids crushing them like tongue, cause my lyrics are super heavy. Ready or not, I'm coming, watch me drop, ride on them. Reset the circuit breakers, then I get gone on them. Dark is the absence of light. Angry, always on my square cause I'm right. Original, bloodline black like the night. Star rock, third eye vision, true sight. Dark is the absence of light. Angry, always on my square cause I'm right. Original, bloodline black like the night. Star rock, third eye vision, true sight. My body made from deep space particles. That's probably why they call me Star Rock the astronomical. A saint from negative energy like Ramadan. I am the one deliverable head. We go deep past the epidermal to the white meat. They can't reach where I'm headed, so don't even try me. I read ancient texts from what the maxim. My mental pectorals, so don't make me bless them. My pyramid is at the center of my brain matter. These boys like to call me skinny, but honey, my frontal lobe faster. Absorbing light from every angle. My halo got you like the candles to the hollow black angel. I take flight on eagle wings. You can catch me at position these 90 degrees, please. If you don't believe me, then just ask the one called John the Baptist. Cause I'm the one who told him use the water to cleanse the masses. Dark is the absence of light. Angel, always on my square cause I'm right. Original, bloodline black like the night. Star rock, third eye vision, true sight. Dark is the absence of light. Angel, always on my square cause I'm right.
original. Bloodline black like the night. Stop my third eye vision, true sight.
Collection plate. made old fool prone, we're spinning. Waiting for the jet with all his non-centers. I sit back and watch it and wait for the truth. But if we don't wear the shield, I'm comparing to you. I spoke to your brain cells with the truth and the meaning. It's the return of the gods and the rapping of the Kundalini. The artifacts of Mars, like the one that ancient Kimmy. They're looking in the sky, but we the aliens that visit. A billion years on this planet, and we're still thriving. Rediscover all that knowledge that is still hiding. That road of blood still pumps through my veins. Mapping out the constellation from the stars that I came. Now I'm here to bring it back and really speak, O King. We build temples from the ground up to please our queen. They can't rewrite the history that been carved in stone. That's why seeing my skin is black and trying to cover the tone. What was in the beginning shall be in the end. My true skills I keep within. See the ones who pretend. Now all I got to say is have fun with your last name. The evil man do it just the government man ways. Not too many gave me profit, we easy to take it. Like taking candy from a baby with heat and I hate it. No longer got to say I'm hot, just believe through the weapon. Only a matter of time, y'all receiving a message. Blame the father having kids that couldn't afford them. But what about the mothers when they be having abortions? All the religion in the world is still a mass struggle. I wish that I could flip the tables at the last supper. Crooked cow, flat batches, and always harassing. American blast, always laying on the casket. They threaten the world with nuclear and missiles of bombs. But what about the spacecraft that's here and beyond? The climate is changing, the media forgot to mention. It's no coincidence, we're headed to the fifth dimension. Sit back and let my words carry you far. But Mother Earth is on the way right back to the stars. Back to 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 stars.
Please, God, that was fire. So what was your inspiration when you were doing that?
Well, basically, you know what I'm saying, trying to lift the young youth up, the ones that's coming up that actually see what's going on, notice that something ain't right, you know, in the world. Like, for example, most of the music that's going on in the industry ain't really, you know, I don't got nothing against it. You know, they talk about the realm's cause, but, you know, we going through, like, changes in the world, and some of the kids that I see that I talk to actually see it, so they're telling me to speak on something that's gonna, you know, lift them up in a cool way, because that's the only way I figured that we can get the young people's attention is through the music, you know?
Yeah, you're right. They definitely are drawn to music. I know we all were, you know? So the vocals, the chorus, who did that? The feminine energy in there, who did that? That was powerful.
Yeah, it was like a, it was kind of like a sample. Like, you know, you have the tracks where you can add the samples and stuff in and the mix. And it kind of, you know, kind of slowed it down a little bit.
Well, you blended it well, God. You really, really did.
Yeah,
back
appreciate
to the stars.
That.
I want you to tell everybody how they can get your album, because that's why you did it. You want to be able to put this information out to people. And honestly, the people want it. They want stuff that's going to help uplift them. The other stuff is so easy to obtain. So show them how easy your stuff is to obtain.
Well, basically, the music that I did was just something I put out there. But I'm actually in the mix of working on the actual album, like a conscious album. But that one just kind of like advertising it, because I haven't wrote in a while. So those songs that I did right there was actually me just getting back into writing you know, because I had one of the songs, you know what I'm saying, that I said, 2012, I kind of fell back from, you know, from writing. But this year I'm planning on working on a little something.
Well, God, you dropping like that, you definitely, it blends perfectly. I didn't even know that was a sample. It blends perfectly.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, appreciate it though. Yeah, oh. Sorry. I ain't know if it's gonna turn out like that either, to be honest with you though. So.
Okay, you was hit led by the spirit, and that's what's up, you know? Also too, we wanna make sure that we involved all the callers too, because we got a lot of people on the line. So you press one and you got a joint you want us to play so it can be in the archives so other people can be inspired and uplifted by it, then press one and then press play so we can all can hear it. I'm going to put the other co-host on. I just had muted everybody's phone so we could hear you drop the jewels. And we're going to play two more of your pieces. Now, Brother Michael, I know you dropped some jewels.
Oh, yeah. I always got to stay writing. It's a good way for me to, like, express myself, you know. Because I can't, like, really bottle my emotions. So I got to put it out somehow, you know.
Right.
Yeah, I was going to say, that was crazy. I loved it.
Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you something, brother. There is no such thing as writer's block.
Yeah, there's no such thing.
You just get in the mode, get in the trance, and it's like channeling. That's what it is for me.
Yeah, you're right, though, you know. It was kind of one of them, you know, days that I kind of went back. But some reason this year, I kind of just, everything would just start coming to me. It was kind of, you know, scary at first. I was like, dang, you know, I just started writing, you know, off the bat, you know. It's like a whole nother conscience raised up on me, you know.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say, Goddess Kadera, can you play that, Well, could you just play the beat, or you think that's too long?
Press play, God. Yeah, you want to play your joint? Your joint is 10 minutes long.
Oh, wow. We could just play the Limitless then.
I love that Limitless. Yes, play that Limitless. I believe we have that one.
Yeah, I mean, that one. Oh, boy. I remember watching Aleem's lecture.
Well, sir, they've identified these receptors in the brain that activate specific circuits. And you know how they say that we can only access 20% of the brain? A lot of
stuff. We did it like that, and now we do it like this.
I remember I was about 14 years old. Smiling, everyone said I had zero. Just wanted to contribute and be the politician. Address some issues. I dropped science because everyone else talked violence. But when I began to speak, it got silent. I found my talent, never became a victim to those vile trends. I found a subject to reach the public, where I could object a project that could get all out the projects. Context that can erase nonsense. Proof for the conscious to make you conscious. To give them a rhythm that will uplift them. This is their dedication. I'm pledging allegiance for a better nation. They say that it's a virtue, but we've got hospital patients who don't have a shred of patience.
It's a shame. We did it like that, and now we do it like this. It's a shame. We did it like that, and now we do it like this.
Believe to what I tell them, that real is only what you perceive in this realm. Open your doors of perception as well as your word selection. A pen is mightier than a sword, it's a projection into more than just a third dimension. See where my rhyme still stands, once you open up your pineal gland. Whatever matters is a matter, I stay up late. Defining my material is whatever takes up space forever. I remain a whole righteous teacher, style changes despite a neither. You can't see it, but you can feel it in the sight of ether. I abide by karma, for that is my armor. And this is my dharma.
we say we only use 10% of my brain. Well, the 9% we need to gain. We become dormant, ignorant, and so we need to break this morbid orbit as we move forward. And now we think Adderall is natural, and as we're panicked, they begin to realize that everything in the beginning was organic. I'm a vegan, so what's the point in beefing? The way we'll break these routines is by doing things. How can our beloved ancestors be classified only 3/5 of a human being? But our minds sharpen as they try to sink their jaws in. The same ones who try to make us hate our dark skin. But all I've got to say, salute and peace to the righteous ones, blessed by the sun.
It's a shame. We did it like that and now we do it like this.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Yeah, that song always gives me a good one.
Yeah.
Hey, look. This joint right here, yeah. It's for all you rapping ass niggas. Man. Because I swear, all I hear is my AR, my M69, my 45. I'm listening like, it's real, as you.
I'ma tell you motherfuckers from the jump. A lot of these rapping ass niggas is some chumps. Getting up on the mic, start acting like they tough. Calling you niggas bluff, you niggas a bunch of nuts. I'ma tell you motherfuckers from the jump. A lot of these rapping ass niggas is some chumps. Getting up on the mic, start acting like they tough. Calling you niggas bluff, you niggas a bunch of nuts. I'm about to take rap to a whole new era. Calling all rappers, look at dude in the mirror. What you see? Something authentic or a pretender? It's the stuff you rap about, the things that you into. Is it you never shot nobody, but you acting like a killer? You a pack pusher, not a kingpin dealer. For real, bruh, I'm tired of all these fake ass niggas. Little pussies like some kittens, but pretending like gorillas. Cause of the image they getting, why they watching television? So they watch and listen, and these dudes try to mimic. But these cats are gimmicks, and mass about to end it. Yep. These rappers, they be full of shit, like politicians. If you can't stand the heat, then get the hell up out the kitchen. I'ma be the world elite, I'm on my Obama mission. First thing on my agenda is getting rid of you coward niggas by dropping bombs on niggas. You thinking Osama living. I'ma tell you motherfuckers from the jump. A lot of these rapping ass niggas is some chumps. Getting up on the mic, start acting like they tough. Calling you niggas bluff, you niggas a bunch of nuts. I'ma tell you motherfuckers from the jump. A lot of these rapping ass niggas is some chumps. Getting up on the mic, start acting like they tough. Calling you niggas bluff, you niggas a bunch of nuts. I ain't never been a punk. No, I always spoke my mind. I ain't never hold my tongue.
Yeah.
As far as how I feel, I'm the realest nigga. What?
What?
These niggas faking it in the.
In the race of frequency, I do it through my music. But when I die, my body mummified by anubis. Return to the afterlife, some call it paradise. I astro project to meet my ancestors every night. Through the transition, everything is on photo. Hold a mirror to the ones with alternative motives. I never change my integrity to fit in the making. Came for many lifetimes since the dawn of creation. I'm on the sounds from the galaxy, playing my trumpets. We coming forth by the day, but you can say up for coming. I can speed you in this life, but we can wait till the next one. Open your mind to all things, then I give you the lecture.
Damn.
I'm alive, but I still don't love me. Call him right, let him come down and hug me. Oh God, I tell you, y'all can't rush me. Up high, I'm alive, but y'all still don't know me. Call him right, let him come down and hug me. Oh God, I told you y'all couldn't burst me. Up high, I know the universe loves me.
I love my family, even though they think that I'm weird. I've been exposed to different information over the years. The type of shit that make you wonder, am I really a human? Or is my body just an avatar, living a movie? Equipped with all my God particles, made up of atoms, create a wormhole. I cut a space and rip with the fabric. I'm just a one who realizes holding off for this planet. Starships in the sky and preparing for landing. Come up off the mind control deck. They all sitting close with teleprompts, feeling deceiver. I would never fear a thing. My soul forever lasting, came for many lifetimes for the city of magic. Angelic light beam in the
Wow.
Wow.
Brother Rod, that was fast. That was real nice. What would you find that one?
Well, the beat really though, like the beat really got me. So something was, you know, telling me to do something real deep on that one, you know, get kind of mystical with it. And, you know, I'm a type of person that into the astral projection and lucid dreaming. So a lot of my experience with that made me write that one also.
That one was hot. I'm a female, so I love the little slow jams and stuff. That was nice. That was really nice.
Mm-hmm.
Also, too, before that one was Brother Mask Man. You know, we had to put a little spin on his vibe, too. That was beautiful.
Yeah, that's pretty dope how y'all switched it.
And then also Brother Michael's Limitless. Brother Michael, give us a breakdown, please, of what inspired you to do Limitless.
Okay, so I was watching Aleem's lecture. This was during a time where I just came out of, you know, really researching into transcendentalism, Hinduism, Buddhism. But I didn't know what metaphysics was, truly. I stumbled upon Aleem's lecture, and he's like, I got to go check out this joint Limitless. He's like saying this in the lecture. And he's like, oh, well, you know, basically what this movie breaks down is how we only use 10 to 20% of our brain. Well, and this, it shows you what the Kundalini does, you know, once it finally goes to the third or fourth ventricle or whatever, and is a person to utilize their whole brain. So I was like, something about that just inspired me, and then I was just like, I don't know how it happened. It just kind of came together.
Well, that movie Limitless was definitely inspiring. And you know, I need some movies to watch. So maybe that's what we'll do on the second half is build on movies. That movie was powerful. We have somebody from the 347 area code who might have some music they want to spin or they're going to spin on their own. So 347, you are on the line. Yeah, you on the line? 347-6.
Peace.
I remember when I saw it the first time in the human resource office at a job. She sat by me in the meeting, I was shy. I thought I probably wouldn't even have a shot. I remember looking at her from the corner of my eye, fantasizing like, goddamn, she's fine. I ain't say one word, not even high. Now to everybody.
It's about the future. I'm going to race this morning dealing with the cockadoodles. I suck it to you like a Grammy and your mama used to. The final stage, I ride away just like it's hard to Lulu. I threw my old school, but since I stayed there, galactic conscious awareness, I got my brains there. Sleep with the eye of hate root, no longer bending knees. My energy serenity when it's time to leave. The part of they crap, I do we follow it. I represent a lot, my name up in the hieroglyphs. They clap peace without balance for Galactica. Footstep up on some way back to Africa. Some of us would be here to reunite the others, the cooler world with wind chills. I put rap to the back for a good reason. 2012, 21 was a good season. Fake people get exposed just for who they are. Keep playing traffic in the highway when we were cars. My flow bring the fear of God to the modern rappers. They crawling backwards, kicking men in chest, a heart attack, and watch the tall boys. Some of us would be here. The cooler world with wind chills. I put rap to the back for a good reason. 2012, 21 was a good season. Fake people get exposed just for who they are. Keep playing traffic in a highway when we were cars. My flow bring the fear of God to the modern rappers. They crawling backwards, kicking men in chest, a heart attack.
Virtual opportunities and its copyright material. All rights reserved. Any reproduction, duplication, or distribution is strictly prohibited by law without prior written consent of Global Virtual Opportunities.
I know that I will be dead. That one was called Party in the Cosmos. That was fat, y'all. That was fat. I definitely want to open up the lines and see what other people, you got to get feedback from people, you know what I mean? See what they thinking of that. That was hot. So press one if you just want to say something on the track. Party in the Cosmos?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, please break that down, please.
Oh, yeah, it just basically, you know, my imagination, though, you know, since we on the urge of, you know, I believe life is going to have a chance to go interstellar eventually, you know, so that's just a little something that I was using my imagination on, you know, as for us, you know, getting on a higher consciousness and actually, you know, it might be over people's heads, but start going to other planets and seeing some of our ancestors and, you know, after all these wars and all this other stuff, you know what I'm saying, blow over, you know, hopefully that we can be able to, you know, start partying in the cosmos, you know, once all the, you know, other stuff, the madness cease, you know.
Washita Moore, some of us been here. I love the shout out. That was
It's some of that Moorish music, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that was beautiful, man.
I mean, to
be honest, like, I heard it, but then, like, I don't know where I was.
Like, my mind went somewhere else, and I heard it. I know it sounded good. I was here, but then I wasn't here.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know I was mixed. Y'all can call me mixed mastress.
Yeah, it's pretty hot, man. Y'all, you know, I'm 60 years old, so kind of bear with me now, you know, because some of this music is kind of new to me, but I'm still enjoying it just as well because they're conscious.
Yeah.
Dealing with, especially when the brother was talking about, he actually was talking about the 14th Amendment and how 3/5 of a human being, and I caught a lot of that, what he's saying in his lyrics.
Yeah, he incorporated so well, you know. I mean, picture your children listening to this. You know, the stuff that they will create and manifest.
Right.
You know, it's stimulating. It took Brother Michael to the cosmos. He went to the party.
Oh, yeah. The cosmos, oh, yeah. Especially when we go into the 4th and 5th dimension.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was the whole purpose of it. Matter of fact, too, Brother L.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, like... You don't went through the Golden Dawn or something.
Right.
That's where it sounds, where it came from.
Right. So I caught a lot of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
That's really good, Brother Rotomanel. You said you're 60, so that's good that it also connects us. And that's what music does. It connects us.
Mm-hmm.
So
exactly.
For you to be able to hear the birds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The language of the what? The birds? You said what, God?
Language of the birds. That's what I heard.
Okay.
Music is the language of the birds.
Oh, you're right.
Yeah. Communicate with you in that way. Okay.
Because you communicate, you know, I mean, but without really talking to a person, like it's like it hits you on all levels.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah, that's definitely.
Go ahead, brother.
No, I was saying, like, yeah, I mean, that's Pleiades, that's where that comes from, language of the birds.
Mm-hmm.
So all that, like, breaking down words, like, you know, with dashes, finding out their etymology, all of that is the language of the birds.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's...
You're right, God. And in that language of the birds, it's the honoring of the ancestors. It's the ability to move in space and in time. You know, matter of fact, music is the carrier of the souls from the darkness to the light, or vice versa.
Yeah.
Also, Brother Michael... Dr. Salim, when they do KRS-One, when they do music, it changes us, you know, especially with us being meditating. You can help yourself off to the cosmos and some meditation. You know, next time, bring back the pick six numbers. And, you know, you know, so the carriers of the soul from darkness into light. Wow, that's beautiful. And that's exactly what Brother Ronetta said his inspiration is. You know, the next generation, you know, because the babies, they open. Let me see. Also, the bird spirit is freely into the void. Music touches every single cell, every single aspect of you. So, you know, it helps you. You can shape shift, you know, with music. You know,
right.
So
oh,
I'm
yeah.
glad you said that. It's the music of the birds. I like that. And the birds are they're
like,
the messengers.
And that's interesting because it has a connection to Native Americans. The bird tribe, I think that's what they were called. A lot of Native Americans had the bird tribe, and that was the whole thing, the language of birds.
Yeah, that show that really was in tune with the cosmos of the universe. Yes.
Yeah, exactly. I mean,
cute, man.
I wanted to add on to that too, cause you know that when I choose the beats is the science of it. Like people, when I present myself, when I write, I usually listen to the beat first before I actually put anything down. And when I listen to the beat, I kind of use my imagination where the beat takes me. It's kind of like a science before I even put anything on paper, you know. Like, I can't put nothing on paper till I complete the atmosphere of what the beat want me to say, you know. Because when I write, I listen to the beat.
Yeah, right. I hear you.
Yeah.
I didn't always used to do that. Like, words just used to come to me, and I had to write them down, like, wherever.
Yeah. Right. You know, well, that happens sometimes. Like, also, you know, if you already got something in your head, though, because before I start recording, you know, I used to write the stuff down. Like, it's a lot of stuff I haven't put on record, and some stuff, like, when I start going to, like, the studios more often, I started getting in tune with hearing the beat first before I put stuff on record.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense. That's like reading the summary, you know what I mean? Before you go into your presentation. So preparing yourself, you know, your ancestral energy that's within you, so you can bring these souls from out of the darkness into the light, because you got a mission. So you get your and then you go in. Also, this is like a forum for the people. So if you want to add on, please do. You know what I mean? Make yourself say something. And all you got to do is press one, and we'll turn your mic on.
Right.
Brother Ronetta, if somebody wants your music, what exactly do we tell them?
Well, I have an album on... Matter of fact, come to think about it, I do have an album on iTunes called Night of the Black Moon. It's like an older album, but it's a conscious one, but it was kind of in between dark me talking about different situations and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
So. I would say iTunes is where one of my albums at, called Night of the Black Moon, and the videos too, though, I had to repost them on YouTube because one of the channels, I'm trying to reorganize everything. But yeah, I say
okay.
iTunes, and I also have stuff on, I'm going to put some music on my own Facebook too, so if people want to go there, you know, they can go to... Ronetta L. Muyurain Bay.
And that's RaNetermuyurainBey, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah, that's it.
All right.
I'll be putting some stuff up there. Matter of fact, I might put it up tonight, come to think about it.
That's powerful, God. You know, I know a lot of times spiritual people, we are so spiritual that the economic aspects of things, you know, it go out the window. It really doesn't matter, you know, but
being
a mother, being a feminine energy, you know what I mean? And also acknowledging that you have children. You know, I don't think people would mind giving you something for this. You know, they make millions of dollars on from the darkness to the light music. So, honestly, you know, I don't think nothing would be wrong if you put something to it. But how much is it on iTunes?
It's $9.99. If I could remember,
okay.
It's like, yeah.
Okay, so $9.99. I think that's a fair price, you know what I mean? You don't want nobody to take your name off of stuff like Dre did. Dre blew up after he stole old dude's whole style, you know what I mean? So, you know, and 50 Cent, too, he took somebody's name, you know what I mean? So, you know, in this industry, they will bite you. They will bite you stuff.
Yeah.
So, erase your
name.
Yeah,
cause I know it. Yeah, because I just put it out there, you know. I really don't, because I switch up so much that, like, I done sent most of my music off on to clubs and stuff like that and never asked for it back, so, you know.
Well, you know, people, oh, yeah, make a lot of, people make a lot of money writing for, you know, writing for people, you know. So I think that's also, too, why we where we at, too. You know what I mean? We don't, we'll purchase from everybody else when it, when we're so spiritual that sometimes we don't take into account the physical aspect of things. So, and, you know, the wisdom of a poor man is despised. So, you know, if you're going to put it on YouTube, add some ads or something to it. You know what I mean? Something at least. Because the people are so powerful, and all they got to do is click the mess out your stuff, and you could have made some money. Or you could have made nothing. So, you know,
you're right.
Honestly, the spiritual people are the ones that need money because we're going to do right with it.
But that's us.
Right.
We are the most spiritual people on the planet. So
we need schools. We need hospitals that are going to diagnose the people properly. You know what I mean? So it's a lot that we need. I mean, you can do more. And you being blessed with this gift, I want to see you with dough. I do.
Yeah, because I want to, you know, once I get, you know, to that level, you know, I want to promote, since I'm, you know, reclaim my nationality, I want to, you know, present that also, you know, and
beautiful,
to, you know, cause basically trying to start the own platform because, you know, the industry kind of got their own music. They trying to, like, they have an agenda, but, you know,
right,
from where I see it, the music is going to come back to the underground and reposition itself, and that's what I'm seeing, because a lot of people saying they like the underground stuff now, and especially when this conscious, you know, this conscious music coming back, so it's the underground. I think hip-hop is going to start back to the underground, reposition itself, and really take off on another higher consciousness.
Yeah, I believe so too, brother. No doubt about it. I think that's that. That's exactly where it's going towards.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no place to go but there. Back to the underground. Because the lies child of hip-hop, which is rap, is so commercial now. I mean, you get the same damn 10 songs, you know what I'm saying, played over and over. I mean, this shit is ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly, yeah.
No, but you want to know what the funny thing is. Eminem dyed his hair blonde again.
Oh, man. Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's crazy.
But, yeah.
Well,
going back to Shady, ain't it?
Well, that's a ritual. That's a ritual. And he's going to have a whole bunch of mini-me doing the same thing. But I'm so glad that we'll have a space that we can build and grow at.
Yeah,
I mean,
exactly.
I know people don't compensate me, but them tunes is fire, yo.
Yeah, I also want to y'all heard the Jay-Z song called Heaven?
Yeah.
He said something, man, that really caught my attention. Like, he said something like, you know, meanwhile it's Heretic and Morocco smoking ass sheets with my fellowship. And I was like, I kind of, you know, and I kind of rewinded and I kind of caught what he's saying. He was actually talking about the Moroccan, the Moors, you know, cause he was saying, like, and I was like, let me find out, Jay-Z.
Oh, yeah.
Well, he went over to Morocco, and he actually dressed up as a Moroccan. So you'll
see. Mm-hmm.
You see pics of Jay-Z in his Moroccan garb. So that's what he was talking about, is actually his experience that he had when he was over there.
So he actually a Moor now, or he still, you know, kind of in between, like,
I don't really
in Islam?
He said he's a father son, and which means that...
That was his foundation.
You know,
oh, okay,
I mean,
see, I didn't know that.
But, no, as a matter of fact, so, I mean, we'll go with that.
Aline said, I don't know if y'all heard him, but he said he's a 5%er.
I did.
Yeah. No, I said that's his foundation. I think that's where he started at with Jazzo. Yeah, Jazzo. Do the fast rap.
Right.
Okay. I didn't even know that.
Even though Jazzo, but see, he used the role with Kane too, Big Daddy Kane. But it was with Jazzo when he first, you know, got his you know, real rap thing, you know, flowing. You know, and Jazzo was studying up under Dr. York, who was known as Imam Issa at the time. You know. And Jay-Z, you know what I'm saying, he was a 5 percenter. So, you know, that's his film. But he also been studying Aleister Crowley, you know. You've seen pictures of him, or pics of him with "Do As Thou Will" on the on his shirt, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So,
but I mean,
you know, so those are his influences. You know what I'm saying? Those his influences.
Dr. York and Aleister Crowley. Wow.
It is.
But Aleister Crowley got most of his information from Pascal Beverly Randolph, right?
Yeah, well, that's where most of the modern-day occultists over the last 150 years or more so got their information from. Was from Beverly Pascal Randolph, who was known as the Supreme Grand Master of all the Rosicrucians in the world.
Yeah, so, I mean...
Who was a Moor?
I mean, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, so it's deeper than I thought it was then, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, it definitely goes even deeper. As a matter of fact, let's play Jay-Z. The whole title is called Heaven Magna Carta, the Holy Grail.
Have you bowed unto your highness? Do you know how heaven changed?
Okay. Yeah, I guess, you know, once you make your money, then you can say whatever you want.
Yeah.
He dropped a lot of Jews in there.
Did he? Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, but none of them Jews would have been dropped if it wasn't for the fact that people were saying that he was part of the Illuminati. In other words, he had to set the record straight. And that's what he's been doing with the last few major songs in which that has come out. He's trying to set the record straight, you know,
right,
about his Illuminati. You know, of course, you know, many now are saying that, okay, like I've heard Professor Griff say that Jay-Z is not part of the Illuminati. However, he's just like a puppet. I also heard another brother in which that, I mean, it even makes sense. He said, hold up, how you use the word Rockefeller, but then don't get sued if you're not part of the family lineage.
Exactly. Yes.
You know, so I don't know. There's things in which that has to be questioned. And even he himself said it in that song, question everything. So that's what we continue to tell the people to keep doing.
Mm-hmm. They're not bloodline. So if they're not bloodline, how can you claim Illuminati, you know?
Yeah, because I noticed the cover, you know, he had like a statue on his cover, but, you know, the key words he keeps saying is like, you know, Morocco, and he's speaking on the arm, leg, arm, head, you know, like,
yeah,
it was a lot of Jews. Mm-hmm.
He called himself Jesus. Yeah.
Called
himself
a prophet.
Yeah, he called it. Yeah, he did. Like, tell your preacher, preacher, but I'm a prophet.
I guess he can only see, he can say key words, but I guess, you know, it seems like he's speaking past people's subconscious. You know, sort of like what the movies be doing, you know, they kind of throw something by you, see that you catch it. You know, that's why I see that's what's going on, you know.
Well, I mean, if you just say certain key words, I mean, you can get a good group of people to, you know, cheerlead or whatever. So you just have to, you know what I'm saying, be careful.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's real simple right now. Jay-Z is the only dude, him and probably Cayenne, and maybe Kendrick Lamar, you know what I'm saying? Well, you know, Jay Electronica has some things to say, and then, of course, you know, there's other cats that's underground and wish that is still in the game dropping knowledge, but the most influence come from him and Cayenne, you know what I'm saying? So between them two, I mean, they're the only ones in which that could really wake up this generation here by dropping them type of clues in their songs, truthfully.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because, I mean...
I believe that, too. Yeah.
Right. The youth got so much respect for these dudes, man. I mean...
Yeah.
They think, like, them cats are the greatest rappers of all time. And I'm like, get the fuck up out of here. But that's how they feel.
Right.
You know, that's how they feel. You know, and I'm like, yo, I got rhymes I wrote 20 years ago that will flatten all these niggas. But this is how they feel. You know, like Jay-Z is the greatest of all times. And so, I mean, and based on his longevity, who can deny that? You know what I'm saying? I mean, the dude got mentioned in Warming Up King back in 88. I mean, it's 2013. It may be 2014, and the dude is still going.
Still strong. Still going strong.
Yeah. And get ready to be a billionaire. So I can't, you know what I'm saying, I can't say anything concerning him, you know what I'm saying,
right,
but they are the ones in which that can possibly, by them dropping those type of clues, you know what I'm saying, wake up the masses in this generation, because we was woke up already. We had KRS-One, we had Paul Righteous Teachers, X-Clan,
Rakim,
Rakim, we had all these,
Yeah.
We had all of them. You know what I'm saying? They always hitting us with conscious information, public enemy. You know what I'm saying? They was all hitting us with this conscious information. So, you know, we had groups, people, you know, out the Yang Gang. I mean, they was coming with originality, creativity. You know what I'm saying? To me, it seems like that is something in which that is lacking nowadays is the creativity of actually the Rons. You know what I'm saying? I mean, the quickness and the tongue flipping and, I mean, look at old dude from the Foo Schnickens back in the days. This dude was rapping backwards and rhyming. He was rapping backwards and rhyming. I'm like, what the fuck is this?
Oh, damn.
Were you talking about Tech N9ne?
Nah, I ain't talking about no Tech N9ne, yo. I'm talking about the dude from Foo Schnickens. Yeah, go back and hear Foo Schnickens. I mean, yo, the dude was one of the most phenomenal MCs of all time, period, hands down. You know what I'm saying? You had cats like Kool G Rap, Big Daddy Kane, KRS-One, Rakim. I mean, if between the age of probably 30 to 45, who was the greatest rapper, all right? One of them four would be in their top one. Right?
I like Big L.
Yeah. Big L was all right. You know what I'm saying? But in most of these cats, if you ask between 30 and 45, Big L probably would be in the top 20, but he wouldn't be in the top five.
I mean, he wasn't really wrong on any higher consciousness. So Big L was just, you know, a street dude. So, I mean, I mean, he was a lyricist, you know, no doubt.
I think Rakim right now, he's still high to me though. He dropped some recent stuff and he's still ill. It seems like Rakim ain't missed a beat.
But did you ever get into Tech N9ne, Ali?
Yeah, I remember Tech N9ne, but he wasn't in my top ten.
Right.
And see, when I'm talking about top 10, I'm talking about cats who had lyrics, who had consciousness, who had flow, who had creativity and originality. You know what I'm saying? People who came behind and bit their styles from them, but they didn't bite their styles from. You have to say, well, damn, who they bit their style from? It's very hard to figure that out. You know what I'm saying? I remember Big Daddy Kane was talking about that, you know, the cat who influenced him was Grandmaster Caz. The cat who influenced KRS-One was Grandmaster Melly Mel from the Furious Five. And from KRS-One came Tupac. Tupac was influenced the heaviest by KRS-One. Coming from Tupac, so you come out like a lineage. You know, I'm talking about a hip-hop or MC lineage. You know, right now, rap don't have that. I mean, you got cats that's coming out sounding the same. You know what I'm saying? I mean, literally.
Nas was one of my favorites.
Yep.
Right. Well, guess what? Nas' influence was Kumo D.
And the Tragedy, dude. I think the Tragedy.
Right. And also Kool G Rap. You know, and that's who they got the influence of, was from Kumo D. Kumo D was that dude.
Mm-hmm.
You
know? We talked about Foo Schnickens. Let's hear it. This one is called La Smooth.
Call me cool. I'm making cool. Fuck, I'm getting fully prepared to deal with MCs that are smug for both. Sleeping down the deep and listen. Yeah, but this is like one time thing though, man. Oh, yeah. All right.
If you want to call in, 626-414-3535. That's 626-414-3535. Give us a call.
And if you want to comment, press 1. Brother Brooklyn L, you remember that, John?
Not sure. I can hardly hear it.
Oh, you can hardly hear it? And that one was called Lock to Move. Elaine was talking about the guy who was in the middle that was going in.
A man chipped fool. He was off the chain.
What? Oh, yeah.
That's Willie's phone. Willie, we muted you because your phone is making a lot of noise. Sound like you traveling or something. Wow. Music really transforms through the ages, you know? And Aileen's point with them was, who did they bite? We already know who everybody else was influenced by, inspired by. but, you know, they actually got their vibe from the cosmos, the higher selves, you know? So that's really beautiful.
Mm. Certain influences. We hear, you know, leaders of the new school. You know, we can hear Daz FX. You know, so, yeah, there was influences, but it wasn't to the point in which that you just like, you know, like now when you do some research and study like on Lil Wayne, you find out that, you know, had them bit like
everybody.
Several songs, you know what I'm saying, got paragraphs of their material in his shit. I'm sorry.
I can never put him in my list. No.
I'm sorry, I can never have a paragraph of somebody else's shit, you know what I'm saying, unless I gave him some credit or something.
Right.
You know? I mean, niggas are biting and ain't giving no credit. You know?
And it's obvious they done bit, you know? That's the part, that's the sad thing.
Cannabis was another good one. Anybody remember Cannabis?
You know we remember Cannabis.
Cannabis was cannabis. Ill.
Yeah, he definitely was. You know what I'm saying? He definitely is. You know, but when he got into that rap battle with that with that kid to about what?
They ended everything, yo. They did a cartoon on dude.
Yeah, yeah.
That thing was sad.
Yeah, they went in on him, yo. I'm sorry.
He started screaming at the crowd. You know? It was sad, y'all. But we might as well hear something from Cannabis. A little, I guess we can jump to his greatest freestyle.
I actually have, well, it's kind of a friend. Like, he got in a joint with Cannabis somehow. But it was, yeah, I mean. That's actually the dude that produces most of my stuff. So he gives, like, top quality production. So we'll definitely have it on the joint with Aline.
All right.
Wow. All right, here go Cannabis.
Think fast, switch fast, quick fast, quick ass. Immigrants say no hour, wait glass, report of patrol fences. Messing with Cannabis is senseless. The 5% by 6 and triple the citrus, me triple the spirits. My light body to the third power, but triple my lyrics. I'm triple the threat. I'm triple my physical flesh. I'm telling you. You'll need a trip in your bed, cause I won't be satisfied till I'm set. Till I got a triplex out in Tribeca with the skyline effect. The problem is the 9 to 5 that I manipulate best. 8 hours of writing and memorizing a manuscript called the Biography of Cannabis. Subtitled The Ultimate God. Teach your mind of man how to spit, how to tongue twist, how to enunciate certain shit, how to control your breath, how to make your syllables spit. Y'all niggas ain't listening to this. I kill it with shit. I'm waking with this. I should be selling tickets to this. Paparazzi should probably be taking pictures of this. How fans in this people sign. Trying to pick it for this, saying we want this, we want this, we want the rapper with the illest lyrics. My dedication and my commitment's beginningless. I could go 4 quarters or 9 innings for this, go 12 rounds, play 2 days of cricket for this, lead crusades, cross Europe like the Christians for this. Notion I'm dedicated is an understatement. My rhymes are out of this world like the Russian space station. Sneak attack rappers, grab them and slash them, chop their heads off the claws, sharper than velociraptors. I'm like Jurassic Park actors, spare Samuel Jackson's right, cause he was the only black one. Action fact like Shaft, the black assassin. Blasting the 753 back was Magnum. Follow me down the road to Damascus. Do not follow these madmen. Father ecstasy pills like aspirin. I and I come from manifest the more side. Drink on yellow the cyanide, I still can't die. Niggas wanna lock the chronicles of Cannabis away forever. I put my book of rhymes to a shredder, never. I'm way too clever the way I maneuver. Beat your ass like Lennox Lewis did the David Tua. In front of 100 million pay-per-view, your career's ruined. Your face will be swollen like the Benny High
mind of Buddha. Bring it to y'all. Wrong, you a loser. Beyond the left of this rhyme, you have no future. Bounce upon you like a pooper. Also, I'm poopers in the jungle with my adrenaline juices blowing through them. I'm a free program. Everything that you're doing. Hypnotize the audience. You perform in front of the star going. You stupid. You and your whole tour are extremely foolish. I can't cipher with you because your breath is too putrid. Put your mic down and step away from it. Shut your motherfucking mouth, but don't say nothing. You have the right to remain silent. Sense is the life on this island for terrible freestyling. When English women make love the best. Is that true? Because I ain't had no justice yet. A lot of clowns keep arguing who the best is. Right this time, but can't digest it. So they get karate kicked in the mouth and their teeth get ejected. Told you to watch who you beef with on the last record. Platinum teeth, I sell them for 1,000 pounds a piece. You buy one back and you get one free. Put it down in the east, put it down in the west. Put it down on paper, put the paper down on the desk. In the studios where I put it down to the test. It's up from a skull, crushing pressure down in the depths. Do a front mix down, down low. The disc. Give a copy to everybody that's down with this. Since 96, the Dog Pound remix. First time anybody put me down to spit. Like Pac-Man, don't stop. Till I hear my voice banging up and down the block in a bag of box with 100 watts. Creating ripples in the water like Aquanauts. Breathing through the oxygen box. I below on top of the pops, not on the bottom of rocks. I mean, honest to God, I'm shocked. I thought the album was hot. Just a can't write an infinite rhyme with a finite mind. That's why rhymes like mine mystify mankind. A lot of rappers are ahead of their time. When it comes to rhymes like mine, the word time doesn't apply. You see, rhyming is the art. Paintbrush responsible for getting the point across. The canvas is the street where the master of the ceremony paints the picture for everybody to see. Nobody could rhyme this fluent. Nobody ever did what I'm doing. Nobody ever spit what I'm spewing. I'm still alive and I'm a prophet. Plus, I gotta show the people that I got mad love for rap music. I bury MCs with rosary beads, a picture of they wife and they seeds, and a picture of me. I'm as graceful as the left hand of Rembrandt. Put some instrumentals on and ask my pet to dance. I'm such a gentleman. Pull out chairs, open doors, never offend my fans. Unless they offend me and I lose my temper, man. Oh,
it's crazy. Ooh, I don't know where it is.
Wow. Also, too, you can't play that one without playing his Poetic Laureate. So, that one right there is coming up. Okay, Brother Michael, that was a good add-on. We got to remember cannabis and our tribute to conscious music.
Lost Children Babylon also. They're crazy.
Lost Children of Babylon.
Yo, in the earth, watch the ripper crucify you in verse while you're reaching your fueler. Quench your thirst, put your flames out with dry dust and dirt where leopards lurk. Pound your soul down with the esoteric weapons. And activate it as soon as they get to work. Bring me along, spread alert. Nigga, it gets worse. Bypass security networks. When you like words, megahertz. Make devilish perverse. Keep your head first. Call the press first and ask them who got the best verse. Give me the respect I deserve. If you are what you are, it's obvious I can't eat when I work. Y'all niggas, pussy and broke. The upper half of y'all suck dick. See your jaws and your neck hurt. When you address me, nigga, and your senses be served. Critics might preserve. They ain't never heard my best work. See, I broke it today.
Sorry, I gotta say, the early before M sold out, he was tight. Before he sold out, like that dude was like a dictionary.
Oh wow, man, broke everything down, huh?
Yeah, I mean he was
I never seen that before. You know.
Well, you know, he did a lot of studying.
Oh yeah, he did. I was watching an interview. They were interviewing him, and he like I think it was Howard Stern or
something.
We
ready.
This that happened.
We ready.
So why you training for whatever sport you training for?
We ready.
You gonna have to go hard.
We ready.
I'm going hard. And I ain't never quit.
Nah.
If you want it bad enough, you gotta go and get it.
Go
and get it. Hard work, dedication, and some discipline. Be mentally strong, right along with your condition. Wake up in the morning, first thing on my mind. Where the hell my sneakers? I gotta go and jive.
Yeah.
Run a couple miles.
Yeah.
Cause I be on my grind.
Yeah.
While my competition's sleeping, I'm putting in overtime.
Ah.
Set you like a mountain.
Uh-huh.
So I'm gonna climb.
Yep.
Straight to the top. When I get there, I'll be fine.
I'm good.
Never complacent. My opponent on my behind.
That's right.
And if they catch me slipping, my position gonna slide.
Uh-huh.
Catch me in the gym, getting it in when they not.
Nope.
Bench press on my chest, I hit my quads when I squat.
I
sit up for my ass.
I
curl for my back.
I
pull for my calves.
I
hips for my tribe.
Uh-huh.
Work out till I'm fatigued.
Uh-huh.
Until my body tired.
Yeah.
And then I do more sets to increase my body size. If you wanna be great, then greatness comes from inside. And it takes hard work, so give it everything you got.
I'm going all,
and I ain't never quit,
no.
If you want it bad enough, you gotta go and get it.
Go
and get it. Hard work, dedication, and some discipline. Be mentally strong, right along with your condition. I'm going
hard,
and I ain't never quit,
no.
If you want it bad enough, you gotta go and get it.
Go and get it.
Hard work, dedication, and some discipline. Be mentally strong, right along with your condition. Practice makes perfect. Slackers ain't working. So they took a bench, no stains on they jersey. No, they ain't dirty. They don't get no playing time. Faces like a cheerleader. And watch the game from the side. Winners got a winning mind. Quitters are the losers. Look at yourself in the mirror. Which one are you, bruh? You can only choose one. Players that are great, they are always going hard. They don't never take a break. They don't never say they can't. They don't never complain.
No.
Hard work pay off. No pain, no gain.
That's right.
Success comes fame.
Uh-huh.
But watch out for your ego. Being cocky take you from number one back down to zero. People want to be the hero when it's tough.
Yep.
But everybody can't persevere when it's tough.
Yep.
Don't measure a man when he fall down, but when you get up. Dedication, determination, show him that you got guts. I'm going
hard,
and I ain't never quit.
Nah.
If you want it bad enough, you gotta go and get it.
Go and get it.
Hard work, dedication, and some discipline.
Word. Hard work, dedication, and some discipline.
Mm-hmm.
We're not gonna hold everybody all night, but I did want to give everybody opportunity to, you know, say some last final remarks.
Oh yeah. Well, I want to say thank you so much for having me on the show, Goddess Kadera, and of course the God Aleem, and keeping it with Brother L.
Appreciate it, brother.
The other brother L.
The other brother L.
Yeah. This is Fahim, Brother L.
I was like, because the guy on my Facebook looks like he's like 20 or so, you know.
Oh, no. No.
Like, that's probably
not no more.
Fahim,
yeah, I'm glad I got the opportunity to be introduced to a lot of the younger brothers, you know, and the music, and I like to get know how they feel, you know, especially about the Moorish Divine National Movement and dealing with the cosmos and being in tune with the universe and how we can deal with the youth, the young Asiatic youth of the world. Yes.
Yeah, we definitely got the youth in mind too, God, you know. We appreciate your presence too.
Thank you. Much appreciated.
Yeah, Brother same Ryan here too, also. Thanks for having me on, y'all. Peace, family. Oh, I appreciate it, y'all, for the promotion, y'all.
Oh, peace and love, brother.
Oh, peace, brother. I'm glad to
meet you. Yeah, much love to y'all, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Word. We definitely feel the love coming through your music. You know, I'm going to play that Cosmic Party again before we go. But I also want to make an announcement that the Hall of Knowledge Online Book Club, it's October the 1st. We're really, really excited about it. The featured book is The Holy Orgasm. So go get your book. Go get your book so you can get ready, so you can go in on a discussion. It's really going to be amazing. Putting that energy out into the cosmos. We're going to be tapping to the high sciences, and we want to know. We want to hear what you got to say. Okay? But today you ain't say nothing. You ain't say nothing, but we definitely want you to say something. We want to hear from you. What you thinking about the holy orgasm, you know? And it's going to be clean, talking about the higher self, the spiritual vibration of sexuality. So if you want to put it on speaker so your babies can hear, it's going to be clean. You know, it's going to be the gods and the goddesses talking about the holy orgasm.
Right.
I think Indigo will like that. Yeah.
Okay, word. Well, we got the book, and the version is $5. We also got the book, the version is $10, and we also got the book, the version is $30. So we are accommodating everybody. So we just really, really excited about that. Also to the Chicago conference was canceled, which everything happens for a reason. And the one in Philly is still on, so we will be at the hair show. I'm really excited about that. They say 5,000 people be at that one. So we're definitely going to be at that one, and y'all know we're going to stop in New York. So next week we're going to be traveling, you know, while we're on the airwaves. So bear with us.
All right.
Oh, okay, then. Safe travels then, y'all. Yo, stay safe, y'all.
Yeah, safe journey.
Yeah, safe and peace journey.
Plug the detergent. Y'all, we making detergent over here. We industrious more over here. We got toothpaste that's off the chain. We got strawberry, coconut cream, melon. I'm loving it. I'm telling you, I'm never going to use Colgate, Crest, none of that.
Oh, no. I've been stopped using that.
Okay, well, this
all
right here.
Fluoride.
Yeah, we have to get away from the fluoride. We have to stop paying people to hurt us. You know,
right.
Pay the people who charge. You know, the ones that give back to you. That's how we got to do. Also, we have deodorant. I love it. You know, it's definitely powerful. We got Golden Aura. We got Sweet Manifest. We also got baby powder and Nubian Sugar. Yeah, we got Nubian Sugar. So you got to go to the website and you got to get it. That's where you get it from, right there. So let us know what you think, and we're going to keep doing what we're doing. Were y'all inspired to say anything else?
That's beautiful.
Please send some Reiki energy to Colleen. You know, he's not feeling good. He add on the best that he could, but send some Reiki energy to him. That's why I'm sitting up here building and adding on. I'm the perfect
will do,
baby.
Goddess. Will do.
At your back.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Much love, you.
Yeah, that's my more
much
right
love.
There. Dr. Aileen, that's my more.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, sir.
And the Suns of Mars and Pluto joint is coming soon. So when Aileen is ready, you know, we'll have the joint.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I want to play some Singing Bells, and I also want to play Party in the Cosmos. I want to play that.
Around the collection.
your sorrow. See the sun shining, I lay back and kick it. Staying sucker free is my new way of living. One day we get together, then we all start feeling. But the ball that I dribble got me close to life. Classes around my organized pyramid. Glazing at the stars, show the kids where we really live. These older players got my DNA trail stranded. Collect the care transmitted to the man straight. Watch the tall boys. Some of us, we've been here to reunite the others. The cooler world with man chills. I put rap to the back for a good reason. 2012, 21 was a good season. Fake people get a fool just for who they are. Keep playing traffic in the highway when we cross. My flow bring the favorite God to the modern rappers. They crawling backwards, kicking me in the chest, a heart attack. Ever since the kid, we galactic. My feelings bracket, reach the top and interacting with my solar status. The microphone, I grab it. I guess it's just a habit. A living legend in your presence, sort of like the Mavericks. It ain't about me now, but it's about the future. I'm going to race, respond, and dealing with the cock and doodles. I'm talking to you like a friend, me and your mama used to. The final stage, I ride away just like it's hard to lose. I threw my old school, but since I stayed there, galactic conscious awareness, I got my brains there. See with the eye of hate, no longer bend the knees. My energy surrender me when it's time to leave. This modern day crap. I'd rather symbolize my name up in the hieroglyphs. Declare peace without battles for Galactica. Footstepping backwards from my way back to Africa. To watch the tall moors. Some of us would be here to reunite the others. The cooler world with wind chills. I put rap to the band for a good reason. 2012, 21 was a good season. Fake people get a fool just for who they are. Traveling in a highway when we were cars. My flow bring the favorite God to the modern rappers. They crawling backwards, kicking men in chest, a heart attack. And watch the tall boys. Some of us would be here to reunite the others. The cooler world with wind chills. I put rap to the back for a good reason. 2012, 21 was a good season. Fake people get a fool just for who they are. Keep playing traffic in a highway when we were cars. My flow bring the favorite God to the modern rappers. They crawling backwards, kicking men in chest, a heart attack.
Who we forgot? We forgot Fuquan Alar.
Yeah.
You can just get caught up in the music. Y'all know how it is. But I also want to give another flavor. So
we're yeah, it's a good hip hop night, though, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You like
most
it?
Definitely.
Okay. I'm going to play this. A minute of singing bowls. It ain't nothing like having your own bowl, but that's for all those people who ain't feeling good out there.
All right.
I was just getting into a meditation.
Oh, yeah. So they appreciate it.
What you about to bring that pink stick down, huh? The power ball down.
Yeah. And, but yeah, I hope Aleem, you know, feels better, you know.
Yes, I do too, yeah.
Yeah, was well, the seasonal weather?
Yeah, yeah.
What season changes and stuff?
Yeah, the fall
season. As a matter of fact, there's a sister who we talked to before we got on the show, and her father is transitioning. Oh, you know, may he have a peaceful, smooth, full of love transition, you know?
Yeah.
So it's a lot of things going on.
Oh, okay.
We
wish the best, and tell Ali to get well, you know.
Right.
Appreciate it again for having me on.
Yeah.
No
want the best of health for him. The best of health
for
the brother.
Appreciate that.
Okay.
Hope you feel better, Ali.
I was going to tell you, if it's seasonal, I don't know if y'all use black oil seed, the black seed oil, because I take some of that for a seasonal, too. I don't know if y'all already on that or not, so.
No, you've been taking a lot of that golden seal, and you might want to try some of that garlic, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No doubt about it.
Yeah, we taking herbs over here.
You know it.
Yeah, that cayenne pepper won't hurt neither.
Yep.
Right. Yeah, hope you feel better, Wayne.
Word, appreciate that, Mike.
All right. Yeah, awesome show tonight. Yeah, we definitely rocked the house.
Appreciate y'all coming on.
Yeah, appreciate it, y'all. My fans just came in through the mail rocking the fans right now, so I'm feeling the power right now.
Wonderful.
Exactly.
Wonderful.
I'm glad you got it. You need to take some pictures and shoot it to us so we can put it on the website.
Okay, yeah, I'll definitely do that. Yeah, for sure.
Y'all can also get y'all singing bowls from the website, too. We got a set of singing bowls. It's brass, silver, and ain't but $30. So, but we're not going to hold y'all. We love y'all. We appreciate y'all so much. But teamwork makes the dream work, and y'all made it happen tonight. Appreciate y'all.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Oh, appreciate
it.
Thanks for having me, y'all.
No way. Anytime. And until next Friday. Till Friday. Friday, same time.
All right. Peace and love, everyone.
All right. Peace out, y'all. Peace and love.
All right. Jill.